You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Good morning, Riley Green.
What's going on?
Riley, we are so excited to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good. We just got to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Ah, oui, oui, boo, boo.
On the other end of the world, man.
Well, the South is kind of your home, though, so that you got to feel kind of at home in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, but Louisiana's a different South down here. This is way down here.
It is, right? It's like a step above country.
That's right. My booking agents are smart. They always book me, even when I was starting out, where Alabama and Auburn are playing football games. That's, you know, Alabama's down here this weekend, so we ought to have a rowdy bunch. I'm sort of cheating a little bit.
Oh, nice. That's going to be so much fun. Now, Riley, we're talking to you because you are a great guy, but you're also coming to our Not So Silent Night on December 4th, Talking Stick Resort. This is going to be so much fun. It's a guitar pool style event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a cool year with radio tour and everything. I'm getting to play a lot of places I've never even been. So I'm looking forward to getting out to Phoenix, and I've been surprised in a good way. You know, it's kind of crazy. There's country music fans all over the place.
Oh yeah, they come very strong in Phoenix, and it's the perfect time of year to visit Phoenix.
Oh yeah, well y'all don't have the humidity out there, do you?
Nope.
Not
0% for
all.
You, Riley.
I might not want to leave when I get out there.
What do you want people to know about you as we're getting to know you, Riley Green, as a country music artist? What do you want people to take away from you?
Well, I mean, I guess the big thing would be, you know, sort of my style of music, I guess, is probably a lot more towards the traditional country. You know, I grew up, I think the first song I ever played out was Mama Tribe by Merle Haggard.
Nice.
My granddaddy was a big country music fan, and you know, all of his buddies sitting around picking guitars and stuff was kind of how I learned to play, by watching their hands. That definitely comes out in a lot of my songwriting, is that more traditional, you know, Johnny Cash, George Jones, Merle Haggard type country music.
I get the feeling, Riley, because we were talking to Lauren Elena last week, and she said, you know, we were asking her about her place in country music and what that looks like. She goes, I've been dreaming about this since I was 3 years old. But for you, it was kind of a little different. You kind of just were singing because you loved it so much.
Yeah, I'm still surprised that it's actually going on. I mean, it was one of those things where I was playing because I just enjoyed playing, and then people started letting me drink for free while I'm playing in little bars, which I thought was cool. And then they started paying me a little bit, and yeah, it's been a very accidental success. You know, I mean, I never really thought that anything like this would come from it, and it's pretty cool to, you know, have a song on the radio.
It's got to be cool, and not only just to have it on the radio, but you just turned 30 years old.
Oh man,
so,
that hurt.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Happy dirty 30.
I appreciate that, I guess.
Riley, what's wrong with that, man? I just turned 40.
Oh, man, I don't know. It just, like, it snuck up on me. I skipped, like, 27 through 29, and it's, like, 30 all of a sudden. You know, but I feel like how you live your life and your lifestyle has a lot to do with it. I don't feel like I act like a 30-year-old.
You're definitely youthful just by looking at your Instagram. A lot of hunting, a lot of fishing, a lot of hanging out with the friends and playing music.
Yeah, man, we don't take it too seriously. You know, it's I framed houses up until a year ago, and that's what I did for a living, and I just played on the side. So now I don't have to do that anymore, so it's a pretty good day every time I wake up. Don't have to put a nail apron on and swing a hammer.
There you go, you old 30-year-old you.
Oh, poor Riley. No, once you get into your 30s, though, it is so weird. You'll always say, well, I don't feel, insert your age. And then the people in their 20s will look at you and be like, okay, old person.
I just remember that I had some buddies that were like late 20s and 30, and I was the guy that always made fun of them and called them old. So it's kind of like I had it coming, you know. Everybody's been asking me what I did for my 30th birthday, and I literally flew to Nashville from New York and then got in my car and drove to Alabama and went to my house and slept for like 2 days. It was awesome.
Nice.
Riley, excited to see you on December 4th, part of Not So Silent Night. Thank you for taking time out of your day, and go Tide. Roll Tide.
Thank y'all for having me. Looking forward to it.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
Listen in, man.
On the new Camel at 107.9.